Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. Today is February 28th, 2017. It's 8 o'clock in the morning again here on the West Coast. Thank you for joining us. I really want to thank you for sharing our radio station and my show with everybody that you can. I like to say that our show is the one venue where activists and people who are out there who normally just fight to get any recognition have a voice and ability to be heard. And in that vein, I have a scientist, a citizen scientist that I met through No Nukes Northwest, Matt Hulstrunk. Thank you, Matt, for joining us once again. You've been a big addition to our show, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here, Lonnie.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here with you also. So, look, I wanted to ask you a couple questions about, well, first off, in the last few weeks, we've been hearing all kinds of, I mean, I don't know if you've been looking at Fukushima, but it certainly looks to me like it's falling apart. Seems like there's explosions all the time there, and it just seemed, you know, I'm personally waiting for one of those big things to fall over or collapse or something. But and I'm hearing that there's huge spikes in radiation across the country. And I know you follow this. Have you seen any of that? I know you only follow here on the West Coast, but have you seen any of that here on your work that you've been doing here?
Well, we talked a little while ago, and I looked into that specifically for what we have left to look at on the RadNet system. They've taken away the beta monitoring, which is the more sensitive one, and usually that's the first kind of stuff that shows up on the graphs, but we still have the gamma graphs. And to be honest with you, I haven't really seen any sort of spiking in this area, in Corvallis, in Portland, or Richland. Richland, Washington, those are the three sites that are closest to us right here. Although I was talking to an acquaintance down in Eureka on the coast, and he had a handheld counter there, and he was getting 100 counts a minute on that, which I thought was pretty high. In fact, it was the highest he's ever seen on his counter down there. You know, those are typically run in the 20 CPM range and maybe go up to 50. So 100 was actually quite high, and he was getting that during some of those rainstorms that were coming through.
Matt, where was that exactly? Where was that?
This was in Eureka, California.
And that's like near San Francisco for those of people that don't.
Yeah, that's on the well. It's
or
actually
Sacramento,
on the northern,
I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's on the coast. It's on the northern coast of California.
Wow. Well, I know that I don't know about you, but I certainly am feeling the effects. I mean, there's a, you know, I'm reading Dr. Goffman's oral history of human radiation studies. That is actually shocking that our government did that, but they are doing it. There's actually an Office of Human Radiation Experiments. And he talks about in his in this reading, just as he's doing his conversation with this lady, that there is no safe level. That in, when he broke down a chromosome, every single strand that he studied showed effects of radioactivity affecting it. So we say that, well, it's not that bad. It's only, what's our average here on the West Coast here, Matt?
Oh, depends on what you want to look at. I mean, and it varies
Well,
up and down the coast too. It's
do they all
with the radio.
affect us? I mean, are they all like, you know, I mean, is it any of it normal background? Let me ask you that you're looking at. Is any of it like what's normally generates from the earth?
Yeah, I wish I could. I wish I could tell you that. I have looked at so many graphs and done so many years of graphing in so many different cities on the West Coast, and I'm still not able to boil it down into, what is the background radiation. And I think the biggest part I have of that is they're constantly adjusting the scales on the graphs up and down. And, like 2011, most of the graphs were high at first, and then they adjusted them way down. They cut them 500,000 CPM, and then Fukushima came through, and then it looked like, and then who knows what they were doing. Stuff jumps up and down and all around, and it's like it's really a mess. And
What do you think is going to
background, well.
happen? What do you think is going to happen when they decimate the EPA? I mean, you think they'll, I think what they're going to do absorb is absorb that into the Department of Energy. When he talked last night about cutting out waste, I think that's their plan, is just to have the government and the military manage all the nuclear radioactivity. Like right now, there's the, that's that difference, you know.
Well, the RadNet system is EPA, and EPA is basically has to follow the rules of the Department of Energy. And the Department of Energy basically follows the rules of what, national security, NSA. So, when somebody up there sets policy that this is what it's going to be, that comes down the line, and then everybody has to try to keep that in line all the way down. And when you get down to, the actual monitors, then the only way to keep that in line is to either turn them off or adjust them. That's the only way, because you can't just let the truth fly out of those things. And that's what I see.
That's
I
what's the
see stuff.
outrage about this. That to me is the thing that I think is the most offensive part of it all. Treating us as if we're 3-year-olds, as if people can't handle the fact that, guess what, folks? We have super screwed you and we've really messed it up, and this is where you're at, and you need to learn to protect yourself. I mean, the fact is, we can't put them on guillotines because we need those people. You know what I mean? They own everything. If they just came clean and put money into helping and remediating and fixing, I mean, honestly, there's a lot of amends they could make just by changing their attitude. Because I think humans are very forgiving. I think this is the interesting thing. What drives the secrecy is they're like, if people knew, we'd be strung up. No, I think if people, I mean, we could ma I think I believe that it is something that we must face as a culture, as a society, as a planet. We are swimming in nuclear radioactivity, and it is detrimental to human health. That is really the bottom line.
Yeah, it's detrimental to human and actually all life forms. There's nothing,
Yes.
there's barely a life form out there that can laugh at this
Thrive.
stuff coming at us. It's
Well, I think
some
I've
of the
seen some little tiny sea creatures that live at the bottom of the ocean, sitting on top of like burbling radioactive sites coming up from the inner earth, but they're little tiny sea creatures. everybody else
Yeah.
dies. It gets near it. You know what I mean? I mean
Yeah,
it.
it just depends on the level, you know, that it gets to. You know, a lot of these, you see a lot of plants out there that are thriving in this radiation, the lichen and the moss, you know, and
Yeah.
my God, I see water coming out of the gutters now on the streets, flowing down the side of the street, you know, and what's in there? There's algae growing in there. There's like green algae. And it's
You
like
know.
I've never seen this before, you know, and that's a sign of some sort of a nutrient in there that the algae is able to use, and the best one that they love is nuclear radiation. They love that stuff. And so do the mosses in the trees, you know.
Well,
We're seeing the
that's
trees
what
get
Chuck Kineman
overloaded.
says. Chuck Kineman
Yeah,
said
we're seeing.
that on our show. Same thing. He said, if you see nuclear radiation, you're going to see mold.
Oh yeah.
You
Yeah,
know?
molds and mildews and lichen. The lichen, man, you go outside and you look on the look what's fallen from trees. It's not leaves anymore. It's lichen.
I wish we
Lichen
could
all over
figure
the
out a
place.
way to make that product that he sells like more accessible across the country. Like in every freaking grocery store, you could just like have this like a small size one, you know, that you could just go buy and it doesn't cost you a boatload of money, and you pour microbes in it and you just spray your house, like mass produce it. It costs a family maybe $150 initial investment, you know.
Yeah,
Because really,
yeah.
that's what we need to do. We need to really be spraying microbes in the air and on our ground. Charlotte Anthony, who I don't know if you know her, she's from the Victory Gardens for All out here in Eugene, but she was on and she was saying the same thing. Like, really, just we need to just be planting microbes everywhere. Like, just microbes, 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 because they really do help remediate it and reverse it. If we filled the earth with enough, I mean, this was. Sounds wild-haired, but I think it sounds right. If we fill the earth with enough of the microbes and they figure out a way to stop the gaping hole at Fukushima, we could actually begin to heal. I mean, we're basically scorching our Mother Earth. We're scorching her. We're putting burns, uranium burns, all over. I mean, think about the 15,000 gape. Imagine what India looks like. They're
Yeah.
uranium mining. I mean, we think it's bad here in the States. Imagine what it's like in countries where there's no regulation.
Yeah, that's a big issue. I mean, we had quite a bit of it done down at the Four Corners, you know, between Arizona, New Mexico, down in that area, and
Yeah.
basically the Native Americans that were impacted. They were the ones who they had
They're
going to the
still
mines.
impacted, Matt. They're still
They
impacted.
still,
In
yeah.
fact,
Oh yeah, they're still, it's never ending, you know. And then you have once the mine has been supposedly spent, you still have the tailings, and you have the dust, and you have everything getting into the air, and a lot of these radiation sites, the RadNet sites, were put up near these places. Down in Navajo Lake has a good one down there, and that boy, that's got some tremendous readings coming off of that one.
like what, how high are they up there?
Well, let's see. I was looking at 2011 going around, but they're basically probably 1.5 times what we are here.
Wow.
And then, of course, if you get up into the Rocky Mountains, you can easily double it there. Colorado Springs, it's really a hotbed there.
Let me ask you this, because you're aware of the radioactivity in the air and the contaminants. We're both aware that it's affecting us, and most people aren't aware why they're constantly getting the flu, the colds, the illnesses. I mean, we see a lot of people, and but do people in your everyday life, like, are they aware that we're, this is really a, I believe that the Fukushima thing is a serious crisis, and especially the radioactive contamination, like all of this. The whole nuclear industry is, to me, it looks like a cookie jar just turned upside down and everything's messed up everywhere.
Yeah, well, we did get hit hard in 2011, and in fact, just about the whole country did, from what I can see. Substantial substantial time durations where they didn't show anything, where everything went black, you know, and that's really what I'm looking for. I can graph it, and I see the graph go up and down and up and down, and then all of a sudden, you know, there'll be these little hours that start getting missed, and then the hours turn into days, and then the days turn into weeks, and then the weeks turn into
missed?
Months.
You mean like, you know, they just take the data off of the graphs?
They take the data off. The data's coming in, and then if it gets above a certain point, they won't show it. They'll hold it. And then if it gets above another set point that's even higher, they will never show it. And in about a week, they'll put that data back into the data set, the lower high sets that didn't get to that upper set. They'll put it back in. And so that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm going after. And they've seems like they've,
have you ever called them? Have you ever called and talked to the EPA, Matt, and said, hey, I've noticed this. How come you guys just don't put the information out? Who gives you those orders? I mean, have you ever asked who gives them the orders to do that?
Well, I haven't. I have not. I'm not sure I want to travel down that road. You know, I sort of know what they're doing. There's national security interests here involved, right?
What a phrase. Let's tear that apart. It's not national security interests. It is really industrial military complex interest. That's what it's about.
It's the nuclear industry, yes. That's what it is.
Which is the industrial military complex. Let's just get clear. Nuclear is war.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's what Eisenhower was talking about. There, he was, you know, he talked about the military-industrial complex, but what he was really talking about was the nuclear crew.
Right, right.
Mixed
exactly.
in with the military. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, this all these policies are set up top, and they have to trickle down, and the EPA has their hands tied. They can't even talk. They won't even. I don't think they'll even talk about it. They won't talk about that their hands are tied.
Yeah,
you know,
they probably
say,
have
well,
a complete gag order. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they do. They do, and they have all these excuses that they've made up. You know, oh, that's cellular interference, and oh, that's the monitor was down for some reason. Needed maintenance. You know, and oh, it was updating software. You know, I've heard all these stories, and I don't have to go to EPA and listen to them again to tell me the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you know. The number of graphs that I've done, they all show very similar things. They all show how it's done, how they're hiding it, you know. But you have to do something to your data, to my data. When the data comes in, I just can't graph it. I have to look at that data. I have to put certain formulas in that data to pull out these missing times, and then I have to do something else to put those times back in at some level. And so then you graph it, and wow, it's like, holy crow, look at this. You never would have guessed this from looking at the graph when it came in its raw state.
Wow.
And that's what I'm doing.
Do you think it's worth people getting a Geiger counter, Matt? Because you pay attention to this all the time, but I mean, do you think it's worth it?
I do. Yep. I think eventually everybody will have one, like just like a cell phone. In fact, they'll probably be incorporated in cell phones very soon.
Well, I've actually seen, and I don't know how well they work. This is one of the things. It's like I've seen this little thing very recently because I had one, and then I sent it to somebody in St. Louis. To be honest, I'm like, it wasn't a great one, but I mean, there in St. Louis, they should have a new. I mean, if I could have one, I did give mine to them because they need it. So I'm thinking that maybe I should buy another one. I've gone without one for quite a long time, thinking, why? What's the point of it? But I don't know. I'm typical Libra, right? Like I'm sort of double-minded on it. Like I think it's a good idea to know how high the levels are, but then at another point, like, does it really matter? We're glowing. We are all glowing. We are all we're not, are we going to be poisoned? We are being poisoned, period.
Yeah.
And so does it matter? I mean, I think for me, I'm sort of the mind to just go, just eat right, do exercise and stay happy and, you know, like do the best you can to be as healthy as you can. Because we are, but it does matter if you're living in an area where it's 300 counts per minute or 25 counts per minute. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good to know certain things about this radiation. And of course, from what I've seen, the radiation is higher. It sort of peaks in the morning about 7 or 8, just about when the sun comes up is when the radiation levels usually peak. And it's the same for both gamma and beta. I was looking at beta initially just trying to figure that one out, and that's what I found. But then there's a pretty close correlation there between the gamma, too. So it's on a solar cycle. You know, it gets the maximum in the morning, and then it starts peeling off, and then by the end of the day, the radiation levels are a lot lower. And then nighttime comes, and what happens at night? Well, everything cools off, and stuff that's up high falls down, you know, comes down. The clouds come down into a fog bank down below, and that's when the radiation increases. So the radiation is up higher. A lot of it's up higher right now.
So it comes down when it's cooler?
Comes down as it cools, yeah, as the nighttime air gets colder, it drops
so
down to the surface.
So the winter time is actually more dangerous than the summertime when it's...
It is, yes. And that's what the graphs are showing. Yep.
Huh.
That's what the ETA graphs show. And that shows it. That's pretty much typical wherever I look. Is the winter is a lot worse, especially the colder, the really cold air that comes in. And I've noticed that some of the really high spikes happen in the winter, like here, we'll get some nice, warm, sort of balmy temperatures, and then all of a sudden, bam, we'll get hit by some really cold stuff. And it's that intersection when the cold hits. That's when the levels really spike up high.
That's very fascinating that they know that, because the wintertime, you know, I have to say that my little brain is like spinning around now, thinking about how they've done nothing to prevent the escaping methane and the heating up of the ocean. Like Fukushima, I don't think is like physically making the ocean hot, but I think what it's doing is destroying the microcosmic, the biology of the ocean, so that it's becoming hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think.
So it's, and when you think about that and think about the idea that with the planet warming and the methane rising, then the radio, I mean, maybe that's what that man, that health physicist that I met in St. Louis, he was telling me that really the chemical contamination that we're going to suffer from all kinds of things, you know, methane and all kinds of chemicals, things is a far greater risk to human life on this, to all life on this planet than nuclear, because nuclear takes so long to present itself. So we have immediate threats.
It, you know, nuclear is so odd because it doesn't affect everybody the same. And some people are actually almost totally bulletproof from it. You know,
it's true,
but it's a very small percentage of the population. The vast majority of the people will get some effect on it. Some people are really sensitive and will die really fast. But the majority of us will just be in this land of quasi health, you know, where it's it's affecting our bodies, and then any other disease that wants to attack us, it's an easier target for that disease, you know, and we get more chronic symptoms and stuff drags out, and you know, we don't have just instant death. You know, it's more of a long drawn out thing, which is unfortunate. But yeah, it's very important to keep the body, the immune system of the body, as healthy as possible in these times, and to keep certain minerals and, well, or elements, I guess you would call, in the body that are strong, you know, like like the calcium and the magnesiums and the and you know, you should probably, and iodine is probably a good one to take at a certain low level too, just to counter the
radioactive. Even if you
just
took get a good iodine and take like one drop a month, I think that's what Dr. Bob said. It's just you don't need it all the time when we're not in emergency,
no.
But every once in a while you want to take a little tiny extra bit so that you kind of boost yourself up.
Yeah, a drop in a glass of water sounds about right to me. I've heard people say two drops if you think something's coming.
Because the problem with that is you take too much, you can actually cause problems. So you want to take a minimal amount, and you want to do it like, I mean, this is the thing we need to learn. I mean, you know how we've almost, there's that phrase that says we have to learn how to get back to the earth. Well, for goodness sakes, we have to learn how to get back to ourselves before, you know what I mean? Like the process is we have been, I mean, we're so reliant on the system. I mean, to think that we actually support a system of food supply where we ship food from around the world that we can grow in our own country.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean,
it's
incomprehensible how we've just sort of, and now what's happening, and I think this is awakening, and honestly, maybe this, what we've seen coming from the Trump nation has shook people up, because when Trump first got elected, I thought, well, typical Republican, okay, you know, we can hammer it out for 4 years, but he's aggressively going after our country. And he, I mean, what did they say at the CPAC, that they want to deconstruct institutionalized Washington, or I don't know what their language was, but it meant we're going to take apart the Department of Education. We're going to take apart the EPA. We are going to reorganize everything and turn it into something that is run by the government, for the government, of the government, helped by the corporations, or for the corporations. I mean, the whole thing is a complete coup, if you ask me. This is why people are waking up. And that's the blessing of it all. This Alan Greenspan agenda, the neoliberal agenda that they tried to shove down our throats, you know, before, when they indicted Clinton for an act that they entrapped him with, his own stupid behavior. That's what they did. That whole thing was to take the heat off of them for trying to shove the neoliberal ideas down us while they imposed it on South America. Because while we were busy looking at Bill Clinton and all these other stupid things, and after Nixon, from Nixon on, we had nothing but catastrophe happening in South America at the behest of the CIA. I'm just going to tell you straight up, Matt, I actually think that Trump is a CIA plant. I mean, I know people are going to laugh and hoot and holler, but I think he has been in on this whole long-term deep state program for quite a while, because he purchased his first property in New York. It used to be a CIA cover operation. Mar-a-Lago, the same thing. Coinky-dinky that he bought them both within a few years of each other. His wife went to a college where spying was what they did. They produced spies. Some of the top spies went to that college and moved up through the ranks. He's made friends with Russia. I mean, it's just, it's filthy, dirty. And frankly, if you really look at the story, it's very pretty clear to me. And this is how deep it is. They don't give a crap who sees it, who knows, who does whatever, because they're in complete power now. They don't care. That's why he's not giving his tax returns. That's why he doesn't, I mean, it's just what we need to rely on, though. And this is where this comes in. This is why I can't separate this from the nuclear issue, because these alternative facts are what we have been shoved down our throat for 70 years since the nuclear thing happened, since the military realized, oh my God, and the CIA got involved. Since we started funding the CIA, 57 was the year the CIA got unlimited funding with no oversight. 57 was also the year that the IAEA and the World Health Organization joined into a contract that said that the IAEA had complete censorship authority over the World Health Organization. 57.
That's an interesting year, 57.
These are not accidents. None of this is an accident. And here we are, 2017, folks. So you get what I'm saying? Like, if we pay attention, they don't have to hide it from us. It's right in front of our faces, but it's so beyond comprehension that a few oligarchs would even attempt to do this to our country that we all love so much. It's beyond our comprehension.
Well, I've just finished reading a book, and it talked a lot about Russia, and in particular, it was drawing some parallels between Russia. Well, I found parallels being drawn between Russia and what's going on right now. Russia back when the communist system fell, and what was that replaced with? And I don't know if anybody, I don't know if everybody really realizes what that was replaced over there. It was replaced with, well, Boris Yeltsin came in on a ticket, and he immediately sent the military into Moscow and arrested all the communists and dragged them out. And they imposed then all of these corporate people in the government. And I was like, oh, huh. And after Yeltsin's term ended, who was put in? But I think Putin was put in. And Putin's been in there since. So there's only been two
Well,
people over
Putin
in Russia
probably,
now.
let's be clear, Putin put himself in. I mean, he comes straight
Well,
from
yeah.
the KGB, right? So he's
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
but this is the
Exactly.
interesting
So.
thing. See, this is what most Americans don't realize. And frankly, this is what Trump is doing now. It's really unprecedented. His
Exactly.
greed is unprecedented in a president because, for example, this past weekend he had a dinner at Mar-a-Lago in his hotel with State Department people. At his hotel, his dinner, his restaurant, his food, he charged the American government for those services. Now, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's most presidents in their magnanimity will take people to their homes and have dinners and State Departments and don't. I mean, it's one thing if they want to cover the cost of the food, but to charge us for the hotel cost. I mean, it's literally profiteering off of the American people. And that is, in fact, what Putin did. He's learning from Putin. Putin, this is one of the big reasons why people are objecting to Russia being involved with a lot of these deals that Exxon's making. Putin makes money off of every single deal, big deal in
Oh,
Russia. So,
and it's a globalist agenda, really. I mean these
right.
guys are palling around because they're on the same level. They want the same things. They want to destroy democracy around the world and usher in this one world, this
Be the
global
leader
thing.
of the pack. Isn't that what he said? He wants to be the leader of the pack. As if this is the thing that
Pretty much
really
so.
blows me away. His attitude about nuclear, this man has no concept what a nuclear war would look like, I bet. I mean, does he, or if he does, I mean, maybe that's what they need to do is show him videos of nuclear victims. Maybe that's what we should do is we should just inundate his Twitter page with pictures of the of nuclear victims. And people who've lived through a nuclear meltdown, pictures of people who have lived through it with their skin melting and their hair falling off, just the grotesqueness. Not the people that die. The people that die are lucky.
There's some books out there on it.
I'm sorry, you sound like heartbroken here, man. I'm sorry to lay too much heavy information on you first thing in the morning.
That's all right. I just finished reading a book. It's The Voices from Chernobyl.
Oh
And
my
it's a
God.
very, very, very thick book. I wasn't sure if I saw it on the library shelf, and I kept going by it and kept choosing other books, and finally I had to take it out, and I got it home here, and I started reading it. And my God, I literally couldn't get more than 4 or 5 pages into it, and I stopped and I started crying. I couldn't believe the suffering that
Right, that
went
it
on
causes.
there. because
really.
of that, because of that reactor, because of the explosion over there. And the book is just filled with people, even people that didn't get hurt directly were affected by it in a major, major way. And it affected so many people over in Russia and over in the Ukraine. It's mind blowing, actually mind blowing. And I've met some of those people here in Corvallis that have relocated. They've come here. And man, it's a sad situation. And
Are
that
they still
situation
suffering
there.
effects? The ones that you meet here, do they talk about having any effects from nuclear radiation, or is it something you've never discussed?
Most of them don't like to talk about it. They would rather forget it. They're here now, they figure they're safe, and I'm like, oh boy, they see what I'm doing and they're like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to understand this whole thing. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and
Well, the
what they've
hard part
gone through.
is we can't really ignore it because it does, like, the problems with Chernobyl are not over. The problems with Chernobyl are just now beginning to be shown. I mean, that's what Dr. Caldicott says. 4 to 8 generations is when the worst mutations start happening.
And they're still trying to put people back in those areas too. They're still trying to repopulate all the areas that not all of them that are closed off, but a lot of them that only had, a little bit of radiation.
Right.
Which is really a lot. And the stories over there, and those stories are the same probably in Japan, over Fukushima. So a book could be written about that too if the people were allowed to speak over there, but
That
they're being
book that you just talked about, I looked it up. It's by Svetlana Alexievich. Is that who it's
yes,
by?
that's it.
I
Oh yeah.
opened it up to look at the kind of the preview, and it says, I want to make a film called Hostages about animals. A strange thing happened to me. I came closer to animals. I go to the
Yeah.
zone now all these years, and I see a wild boar jumping out of an abandoned human house, and then an elk. I mean, it's the people, there are medical records right in front of me every day. I have them. I take them on my hand. She's listing people who have these medical records. Listen to this. Anya Budai, born 1985, 380 becquerels. Vidya Grinevich, born 1986, 785 becquerels. List three or four other people. How is that possible? How can they live with this in their thyroids? Wow. Leave
Yep.
us alone. We need to live here. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that book will change anybody. I dare any pro-nuclear person to go and read that book and still remain pro-nuclear. I dare them. They'll never even do it. They'll never pick it up. They'll never be able to get through it. It took me 2 weeks to get through the book, and I could only read a few pages every night. It was probably the most heartbreaking book I've ever read in my whole life.
Wow. Well, this is the thing, it's still going on, and that's a person who decided to speak. I mean, that's just one person. And think about, like, what's going on. This is one of the things I hope to do an interview with Hervé Courtois over the Fukushima victims. He's organized something to help them because they are being forced to move back into the radioactive zone. And so he's attempting to get like a fundraiser so people who want to move can actually move away from there because these are people who have nothing. They lost everything. And they're being told, many of them are told, if you don't go back, you're going to owe TEPCO money. Like, really? Like, it's beyond comprehension.
Yeah. Well, that was the same with Chernobyl too. That exact thing. They were lied to. They were going to
Really?
be just go away for a few days and then they'd be back. That didn't happen. They in the spots that really got hit hard, they went in there and they just bulldozed everything and buried everything. I mean, they were plowing fields over, trying to turn the fields over, turn the radiation underneath. The amount
That's
of
their
time and
method of
energy.
remediation. That's what they do, is they move the dirt.
Yeah. Exactly. They either take it away and then bury it somewhere else, or just they try to just turn it over with a shovel. Put a shovel in, flip it over. Now your radiation level at the ground is half what it was. Just don't dig.
Wow.
Just don't plant. Just don't plant anything. Just don't dig anything. All that's now going to go down to your water supply. What else do you
Wow.
want to know? It's like,
Wow. It's
there's no long-term
incomprehensible.
thinking. No
It's got this.
long-term thinking. The nuclear people knew about this, but they chose to ignore it. They chose to get rich instead of,
Be
take care
ethical.
of take
Yeah.
take care of everything, do the ethical thing. They're crazy. These people
Yeah.
that just live for profit and money, they are actually insane. These people are insane. The American natives knew that when the white man came over and they saw the greed. That was a form of insanity. And they knew about it. And they would treat that in their tribes and not let people get to that place. And now, of course, all of these really rich people are now, they're going to be running everything. And these guys are so insane. I mean, I can't believe that we can't take our medical professionals and say, I want you to do a diagnosis on that person, and if he's insane, let's get him out of there. Let's get him into some treatment. Let's take him out of power, on that fact alone. And that should be something that's written in the Constitution. It really
That
should
if
be,
somebody's
because
mentally unstable, you can remove them.
exactly. When they're not doing things that are helping the people, when they're doing everything for greed, that's
So
not
you
going to
see,
work.
there you get into this philosophical question, though, Matt, about what is
Yeah,
good
I
for the
know.
people. There are some people who
Yeah.
believe that. It's the Ayn Randian theory that if you allow people to make the most money, that's the best for the society because the best people will rise to the top. I made a comment, and I say this regularly to the Republicans on their Twitter pages. They need to read Dickens instead of Ayn Rand because what they're
Yeah.
doing is returning America and our cultures back to the time of Dickens. I mean,
Yeah. Well,
literally.
the problem is that, you have this person who writes this book and she's insane, and then these insane people read it and go,
It
"Hey,
was a
that's exactly
novel.
how I," and
It was meant to
that
be a
can't.
novel. It was not meant
Yeah.
to be. Like 1984 is not an operating manual for government. Brave New
It
World is
seems
not a
so.
model for culture. 19, I'm serious. Ayn Rand's book, they are not a model for political. I mean, she ended up her life on Social Security and she was an atheist. I mean, seriously, this is a woman who was really like. Allowed them, this is why Greenspan, brought her on her death, a wreath, the whole flower thing that he did in the symbol of a dollar. I mean, he realized that using her books could help them manipulate and change society. And so they, I mean, Paul Ryan, of all insolent little, ingrates, his dad, he got his education. He got a free ride because of Social Security. He has done nothing but use the social systems that have set up everybody. And he has protected himself from any type of scrutiny using the instruments of internal government. So, it is sociopathic in my view, to be frank. I don't
It
comprehend
is.
how the people of
I
his
agree.
state can keep electing him. Maybe they
Yeah,
won't.
well.
Maybe they won't, or maybe they haven't. Maybe it's just like this is the realization that we don't have real elections. I know there's many people that listen to this radio show who believe that. I've gotten many a private message that says, "Oh dear, you still believe it's true, don't you?"
Actually, I do not believe that our elections are fair. I believe they're being manipulated. It's the only thing that I can come up with that makes sense for what's going on. Like when Bernie Sanders was just barely won here, and lost in California? You gotta be kidding me.
He
He didn't
didn't lose in
rally.
California. The fact
Have you
is, we
talked to
know he
people from
didn't lose in
California?
California. They didn't count over 1 million votes. By the time of the convention, there was over 750,000 votes that were still not counted.
Right. So that shows then that the doesn't matter if you're going to vote Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter. They're both going to follow this. They're both following the same master. You know, we need to come up with a different political system, or a different political party that everybody can buy into. And you know, Germany had this same problem over there. They had a problem with all these reactors coming on, and they didn't want that to happen. And finally, they got a coalition together with the Green Party and the Social Democrats, and they were able to form enough people together to take that country back.
You know why I think they did that, Matt? Because they didn't want to have to ever say to their people, "We didn't know." Just like they did after World War II, that was kind of the running theme in Germany. "We didn't know." Everybody had to say that to assuage their guilt, because they did know. So they had, that's why they cling together. They're like, "Oh my God, we're going to see this deja vu again. We're going to have a serious problem, and we're going to be left holding the bag saying, 'We didn't know.'" I mean, that is really the issue. And frankly, I think in America, we don't need new parties. What we need is integrity. What we need is people to live up to their words and not be bought. We need unbuyable politicians who say, "You know what? If you guys are going to murder me, okay, go ahead. Because you can't murder." That's what I told Ron Wyden's office. He needs to stand up to the Unpatriot Act, because he needs to get a coalition of senators who will start telling the truth to us about Fukushima. Because Fukushima is now considered a national security thing, and they cannot answer one question to us about it. And I think that that is unconscionable. I said to his office, "You're telling me you cannot warn your own constituents their lives may be in danger?" The lady said, "Ma'am, we cannot discuss. I cannot even answer your question here." Now that is, I said, "You know what? He needs to get a coalition of senators up who will start telling the truth, because guess what? They're not going to arrest 15 or 20 senators. Although these Republicans just might, but if they did, could you imagine the outroar? I mean, the outrage of people, like, can you imagine the upwelling of support if people actually, if we had senators with some cojones who would actually stand up to these rats, say to the military complex, guess what? We're not only not giving you $57 billion to gut the public education system, we are going to control the CIA funding from now on, and you guys are going to have a budget, and we need to see every dollar spent, period. You want to, how many senators and congressmen would start having accidents after that?
You just don't get them all on the same plane, you know?
Well, they probably, exactly. But you know what? If that was to really happen, imagine the uproar that that would cause. I mean, this is the point. These guys think that they're, I am certain they feel like they're coerced and colluded. That's why they have to go along with the system. Their careers would be over. Well, guess what? Our country is about to be over. If they do not find their integrity and they do not find their courage to stand up to these rats, we are going to all be saying, Heil Trump. I mean, this guy is a complete, I mean, Mike Pence believes in re-education camps. When I say Pinochet-style controlled democracy, people say, "Oh, you're being too radical." But you know what? It's not that radical. It came on them, boom, like that, and it's easy. And we are seeing it in motion. I mean, I don't know, Matt. Like, this whole thing about the nuclear thing, to me, it's all wrapped up with the colluding government, with the industrial military complex, with the destruction of our Constitution, treating us like we're assets on a balance sheet. Like, what other industry allows 32,000 extra cancers a year and 200 birth defects every year for two rats in the air of radiation per population of 1 million? I mean, beyond comprehension.
Yeah, and it's all for profit.
Yeah, well,
that's what it's all about. You know, it's you know, unfortunately, that this nuclear complex is just so huge. It's a million tentacled armed beast, and it has tentacles everywhere, in every city, in every corporation, just about. You know, anybody that makes anything makes stuff for them, something for them. You know, and it's just it's got so large that it's
Give us
it's
an
more
example
like,
of what you mean by that, would you mind? Like when you say any.
well, okay. So I did a lot of work over at Hewlett-Packard for a while, and you know, they produced stuff that everybody would buy, computers and stuff. And I had a chance to go over to Puerto Rico and visit some of their plants over there, and they were producing over there some gold-plated circuitry for ICBM missiles. And I was blown away by that. I couldn't believe that, you know? And it was real hush-hush, too. It was like nobody wanted to talk about it. And so that's what I'm talking about. There are corporations in your backyard, you know, all over
That's true.
that are doing this stuff, you know, that are supporting them with certain things, you know, with little pieces and parts. You know, this guy has the nuts and the bolts, and that guy has the computer system, and this guy has, you know, and so the tentacles just go everywhere and affect everything. And if that whole complex were to crush and collapse, it probably would take out the U.S. economy, maybe the global world economy for a short period of time until people figured out how to, you know, retool, you know, how to beat those bombs in the plowshares, you know, and how to change our way of looking at, you know, producing death rather than producing life. And right now, you know, they're in that we want to produce death mode
Yeah, boy, do they. Yeah.
on
Death
on
is
every
their
front.
product on every front. You were right about
On
that.
every front, in food, in medicine, in everything you touch, it's like this could cause cancer, you know, has shown, you know, it's like, man, you add up all those, this could cause cancers, and what do you get?
Right.
You get an
Brain
epidemic, you
aneurysms.
know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely, you are absolutely right. It is, you are absolutely right. It's, and the tentacles are everywhere, but this is the thing. We're getting to the point where we really have got to, I mean, it's funny because I listened to Jewel's show before the first cup, and she talks about AI and all the other biotech and all the stuff that they're planning on and that they are actually doing. I mean, combined with that, with this, it's like, oh my God, we don't even know what's really going on. That's the real reality of it. I mean, you should listen. I don't know if you're a fan of her show, but I am a huge fan. It's called Before the First Cup. The producer of our station here, she has a show right before mine, and it is well worth listening to. You can go to YouTube, and it's called Before the First Cup. And I am not kidding you. It's like I'll listen to it while I'm working, and I'm like, oh my God! And I'll like play that back so I can comprehend what she's reading. I'm like, are you? I mean, like it's beyond comprehension. Like. It's almost like science fiction. You can't make this stuff up, but they're actually really doing it. That's the thing. It's like we literally are assets on a balance sheet. We are all disposable. And that's the scary part about the Trump nation is they've all bought into that. Everybody's sitting in those offices, and even Barack Obama bought into it because he perpetrated his own little set of crimes.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
telling us that everything was okay in Fukushima. That's where, I mean, literally, when I realized that we were out of control in Fukushima, that's when the clouds went dark for me on Obama. Like the day that I realized, like, wait a minute, the president told us things were fine. Things are not fine. And we have not been warned. They will, the destruction, the extinction will not be televised. You know what I mean? They're just not going to tell us.
Yep, just tick away slowly one by one.
Well, not if we
Or
can help it. That's
thousands,
my
or
our
hundreds
point.
of thousands by hundreds of thousands.
So Matt, we have a few minutes left. I really want to reiterate this. So you think it's good. Now, what kind of a little radioactive gear could we get? I mean, how much money are people going to be looking at putting out to buy a radioactive a little Geiger counter?
A good Geiger. You know, you can get them fairly cheap. The price of those things have gone down in the past few years. You know, I've seen them. God, I've seen them $100. Those are for the really cheap ones that probably aren't that sensitive. But you
Do
can
you
get
know a
really
brand
decent ones
name?
for a couple hundred bucks, huh?
Do you know a brand
Do I know what?
name that you think is good?
Well, you know, the good ones are 500, 600, 700 bucks, up in that range, you know. There's one called an Onyx out there that looks top of the line right now that I'm seriously considering getting. That's about probably $700, $800 for that one. But it's got a really big, nice pancake detector. It'll detect all different, you know, the alpha, the beta, and the gamma. And it's very sensitive. And there are the let's see, I'm not really I don't really have those the list of those on the top of my head.
Okay, well, look, I just went
But
to, do you know this one, the Tri-Field EMF? Is an EMF reader? No, that's not what we want, right?
no, that's not that'll read something else.
Yeah, what about this? There's one on Amazon. It's a Radex, right? It's called Radex RD1503 with dosimeter. That's
Yeah, that's not.
155 bucks. That's not good.
Yeah, that's a low end one. The Radexes are a low end one. They don't have a really good Geiger-Müller tube in them. You need to
Okay.
get.
There's one called the Mazur, Mazur Instruments 9000.
Those are good. Those are pretty good. Those can be pretty good. The
That
9000
was
is the best one they have.
$600.
That's a good unit. That's a very
Yeah, but
good unit.
that's
They have
that
an
again, you
8000,
have to
which is.
save your money for this. So these Radex ones, I had the GQ GMC 300 plus. That's the one that I met.
Yep.
Mimi Gurman told me it was kind of a low grade one, but I did get, regular readings here in Eugene from it.
Yeah, and
So,
that one you can put on the on NetC too. That'll hook up to NetC, so you can join their global network of radiation monitors too.
right. That one was actually pretty good for that. So, but let me ask you this. I've seen some used and they're old ones with like these big hand monitors and they're just
Yeah.
local people selling them. Are those ones good one to purchase? Because I've seen a couple locally that are inexpensive.
Some are good, some are not. You have to know which ones to get. Some of them really don't work too good, and they're old, so there might be issues with them
Okay,
too.
well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna look because I'm gonna, I mean, the ones that are $600, $700, you think those are the ones that work. But what I'm thinking about is ways to help people figure out if we think this is something they need to do, then we need to figure out a way to put these things in people's hands. I mean, there has to be a way if we think they're necessary. Because I know for myself, I just gave up looking, but I'll defer to you because I think your point is well taken. It does matter when the radiation levels are very high because it's not always static. We need to keep
No, it's
ourselves
not.
indoors. So if we tested the air on a regular basis, you go outside and you notice that it's much higher, you keep yourself in.
The ideal system would be something that hooks into your laptop, so you have the monitor outside, you know, and you just be able to every morning just, you know, peek at it and go, okay, yeah.
Huh.
That would be
Well, listen,
ideal.
we have about 30 seconds left. You've been listening to Matt Holstrunk. He's a citizen scientist out here in Corvallis, Oregon, that I met. Matt, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Lonnie.
Well, I hope you come back
Appreciate
with
it.
us because I think you're a great addition to our show, and I love the way you think. Please do take action. Put your courage feet on. Their paradigm is not our paradigm. We don't have to just fold into the fascism and let them kill us through pollution and nuclear pollution. We can find solutions. So, thanks for listening. Please share our radio station and my show. We'll talk.
Keep it alive, dude.